once again for Miss Connection Wednesday. Let's do it.
To the Walleye Weekend Wonder Boy. You are standing in line outside the men's room. You are wearing tan shorts and a gray shirt. You have sexy blonde hair with a widow's peak. When you were urinating, I peeked around the corner and saw that you had to use two hands. I heard your also hot friend say your name. I think it was Brad. I tried to talk to you, but I was too intimidated by your friends. Please contact me and tell you if you exist or if you're an angel sent from the clouds.
A mistype connection.
Huh.
A messed up text and a set of curt replies. Have we really fallen so far? I guess so. But we're dealing with the most stable of things. Emotions.
Mm.
And scene.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll keep it short again.
I wish I knew what to say to break the ice again, to converse with the woman of ocean, waves and fire within her soul.
Ben, you are the BOMB.com. I'm really hot too. I am shocked. Never realized how attractive you are till today.
Today. Is it?
Yep.
Oh, all right.
Man.
The RA at Prevea Clinic, Voyager Drive, I-43 Business Park. You helped me with, of all things, a toe issue. Ick. I joked and we flirted the entire time. I was too stupid to get your digits, so here I am on the 0% chance you'll see this. But either way, I kept joking about you doing something to my toe. Say what that is or mention which toe it was so I can see if you're actually her. Open mouth, smiley face?
Ew.
Ooh! Ooh!
If you're actually her.
Ooh! Double feature. I was watching the beginning of a movie. I was the only one in the theater. It was very dark. I was way up top in the back row, well, and you and another girl came prancing in. I did not see your face, but you were tall, thin, long hair. As the movie went on, you and the other girl started getting frisky. Maybe that's your thing. Find an uninhabited public place and crank up the freaky. I'm not sure all that was going on, but every now and then your silhouette would appear. When it would fall out of sight, I could only fantasize what you were up to and what a silhouette was. Way better than one of those where you make the hand bunnies between a lamp and a wall. As the movie ended, the lights came up. You looked up and noticed me, gave me a big smile, turned around, gave your friend a kiss as if to show off to me. As we were leaving, your friend went into the bathroom. You looked at me. It seemed like you were holding up a combination of numbers as if you were giving me your phone number, but by the time I figured out what you were doing, I like only got the last two numbers. Then the other girl came out of the bathroom. You all held each other's hands and walked right out of my life. I hope you'd like to get together with me. Let me have a better view of that shape. Write me back. Put the name of President Kennedy's wife's second husband's last name in the subject line so I know you're a real person.
Okay.
Solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll Google that.
Yeah. President Kennedy's second wife's husband's name. Okay. All right.
I wish you would break the ice. Try the pharmacy. Maybe she's buying salt. Or bring her an ice bucket. Chip it away and dump it. Chip it away together. Bring her an ice cube.
What does it even mean?
What does that mean? Yeah.
Bring her an ice cube.
You gave me a hug at work Thursday. Wow. You're right. You're a great hugger. Made my day. You're so sweet and smell so wonderful. All I have thought about is you the rest of the day and today. I know we were both married, but wanted to know you got my motor running. I just wanted to sweep you off your feet. I can't help, but I'm totally attracted to you, and you're so beautiful. If by chance you see this and you know who we are, let me know. Thanks, your fluttering heart.
Beauty in the orange shirt, downtown Green Bay.
Oh.
You're gorgeous, and I had a hard time not staring. And I'm really, really hoping you weren't with that meathead. He must have spent more time in the tanning bed than you do in the sun. What a shame. Amazing girls like you find the tools instead of the guys who know how to use tools instead of pencils and their parents' bank accounts. Your friends didn't even seem to like him. I doubt you'll ever see this, but if you do, tell me what I did to distract him so you would look at me and talk. I would love to get to know you. If you, anyone, knows who this woman is. Tell me her name. The nines, stirrups, everywhere I saw her, she was gorgeous, blonde, tall, a smile that can make your day. I can't stop thinking about her.
Mmm. Wow. All right.
Stripper in Appleton from Wyoega. It was by Lake Winnebago at the strip club. We talk about life for hours. I got your real name, but I can for the life or me remember. I should have got your number, but what I do remember is we talked about herb and how it sometimes smells like perfume. Just in case you encounter the police, you could spray some on and hid the smell. We also talked about your grandma in Wyoega, and I'm positive that's where you're from. It's been maybe 5 years, so that would be amazing and crazy weird if you find this posting. Hope to find you.
Hold on, 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years.
Yeah.
Oh.
Still jonesing for that stripper.
Yep.
5 years.
Five years later.
Okay.
A little too much herb will get you to lose track of time, I guess.
Yep.
Tricky woman.
Tricky.
On Saturday, we were picking up garbage out of the ditch together. I had to go because I got caught buying some dope. But you were there because you were turning tricks. I'm not sure if you're attached or if you date outside work, but I would love to spend some time with you outside the ditch cleaning community service world. I was with my last girlfriend for like 2 years, and we never, to cite a baseball metaphor, rounded the bases. So I think we can help each other out, yeah? We have things in common, too. I'm a bartender, so we are both in the service industry, so to speak. I really hope you like having grown-up time when you're not working. Not like someone that works at a donut shop and then doesn't like to look at donuts outside of work. You know what I'm talking about? Like the lady parts doctor that spends all day looking at lady parts, but that doesn't want to see those parts at home.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. That's how it ends. Just hoping you're not one of those and we can hook up outside of the community service world.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for Miss Connection Wednesday. Brought to you by OpDivision, where LASIK is $13.15. I regardless.